You're listening to Advocate Radio. This is a special podcast on the Advocate Magazine redesign. I'm Carrie Mitchell, an Advocate editor, and with me today are Julianne Rice. She's one of our art directors. Hi, Julianne. And also Emily Toman. She's the editor of the Preston Hollow and Far North Dallas Advocate Magazines. Hey, Emily.
Hi.
They're here today because if you've noticed your November magazine, it looks a little bit different this month than it has for, I think, probably more than 4 years now. So Julianne and Emily are here today to tell us a little bit about the changes and why you're seeing them. Julianne, let's start with you because you are the creative design-oriented one.
All right.
What was your goal in changing the look of the magazine?
Well, first of all, we wanted the photos to speak more because we have two wonderful staff photographers and great freelancers, great free photographers. So we wanted to focus more on that and not have so much clutter on the page, and we know that with everything competing for a reader's attention, we wanted that to speak louder. So we wanted to silence a lot of the just the clutter that was going on.
There you go. How about you, Emily? What do you, when you look at the redesign, what are you most excited about?
I'm most excited about the I feel like there's more clarity to our content than there may have been before in terms of the types of stories that we're writing and where they fall into the magazine and kind of how you're guided through the magazine and, you know, the launch section, you know, the dining and then the features and spotlights and things in the back. I think that it allows us to give readers a little bit more content despite the fact that we are focusing more on playing up photos and things like that as well. But,
yeah, I noticed, obviously there's more in the magazine these days. There's room for more, yet it doesn't feel overcrowded like I kind of used to. So I think there were probably specific choices with fonts and the way you were kind of laying things out on the pages. Is that right?
Absolutely. We have tried to work with the font Univers, which provides a lot more space because it's a lot more condensed, but it's still very readable on the page. The columns, the point size has not gone up any, but we know that it is more legible because of the font choice. So there's just a couple of considerations like that. We've also tried to point readers to the web a lot more. And so you'll notice the use of color when it comes in that we're trying to indicate where the reader needs to go on the web and how they can get more out of their experience using Advocate Magazine, that we're not just a print magazine, but we are on the web as well.
So. I think that our icons that refer people to the web, are they pop much more now, and they're a lot more, like, you know when you see it, no matter where it is in the magazine. So
that's great. There's obviously, even though we're including more in the magazine space-wise, there's still only so much space in the magazine,
right,
which is, of course, the point of the website.
And
because
you can't see a video on a paper.
You cannot. You cannot. And there are, we should point out, so many videos every month, and they are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Such a joy to watch. That sounds kind of cheesy, but really they're so much fun to watch. Everyone should be watching them. What else? Are there certain, any particular sections that you felt like just kind of needed some zhuzhing, perhaps?
I think, for instance, something very simple like the events calendar, I think that we're able to give people a lot more events, just be able to list more without it looking crowded or cluttered, like you said. I think previously we had kind of just listed a few on one page, and I think with the new design and the font choice and the placement of everything has allowed us to include more events on one page with, and it still looked clean. Same thing with the dining section. I think we've added some little things to that kind of help round it out a little bit more, but also still focusing mainly on the photo, especially when it comes to food. I mean, the photo is pretty much what gets people to...
Everybody loves a picture of food.
Yes, that's true. And this month, the photos are... I mean, it was really hard to proof the magazines because
so
the photos look gorgeous and they're all these yummy foods. So,
holidays are coming.
Yay! Looking forward to trying those restaurants. Anything else about the redesign you think readers should know?
Use those cute QR codes. Yes.
What is a QR code, Julianne?
It is those black and white squiggly boxes that you use your mobile phone and you scan it and it takes you to a website. We'll take you directly to our videos or the slideshow so you don't have to search for them. If you prefer to search for them, you can. We give you that option as well and tell you how to do that. But if you pull it up on your phone, it's just, it's a snap. It's that easy. So, and you can download a scanner on your, either the Apple Store or the Android Marketplace or wherever you get your apps. There's free ones all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Now you don't have to copy a URL from the magazine onto the website.
Right. Which is kind of annoying. Fastest way to get the web content.
Great.
And in addition to the QR codes, I mean, I would encourage readers to pay a lot more attention to the onadvocatemag.com section that we have. I think
at the beginning of the magazine.
Yeah, it's at the beginning of the magazine, and with the redesign, it looks a lot more just consistent in the types of things that it's telling you about in terms of all the different tools and resources that are available to read our content and watch and listen online, as well as reading the magazine.
Yeah. So we want you to know what's going on.
Great. Well, let us know what you think. If you have any feedback on the redesign, we would love to hear it because we're always tweaking and trying
Absolutely.
To make the content look the best and get it to readers the best way. Thanks so much for listening to Advocate Radio.